Exclusive: Senior UN official fired for condemning Palestinian terror rockets. By Deborah Brand on August 14, 2022. The head of a UN office tasked with Palestinian aid has been fired after posting a tweet condemning Gaza terrorist rocket fire in the wake of Israel's conflict with the Islamic Jihad terror group. Sarah Muscroft, pictured, who served as head of office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, in the occupied Palestinian territory for over 3 years, prompted outrage from Palestinians and UN officials after a tweet hailing the ceasefire. Relieved to see a ceasefire agreed ending hostilities impacting both Palestinians and Israeli civilians. She wrote following a 66-hour conflict that saw 1,100 rockets fired towards Israeli population centers. Such indiscriminate rocket fire of Islamic Jihad provoking Israeli retaliation is condemned. The safety of all civilians is paramount, the ceasefire must be upheld. Following a backlash, Muscroft deleted her initial tweet and apologized, writing, "One of my previous tweets was ill-informed and I have deleted it. I sincerely apologize for my poor judgment. All civilians, everywhere, must be able to live in peace." Apparently that wasn't enough to satisfy the rocket-loving pro-Palestinian public, as well as the UN itself, and Muscroft was forced to delete her account completely. That too clearly wasn't enough, and soon after a UN official announced that she would be removed from her post altogether and reassigned. Instead of supporting Muscroft, the UN effectively threw her under the bus, by capitulating to the terrorists and the anti-Israel activists, by forcing her to make an apology and then reassigning her to a new role. Arsen Ostrovsky, human rights attorney and CEO of the International Legal Forum, which first exposed the story, told Breitbart. "The UN, who are supposed to be impartial, never call out or reprimand their people when they criticize and attack Israel. Yet they only do so when an official has the basic courage and decency to speak the truth and challenge the lies of Islamic Jihad and Hamas," he said, of the Gaza ruling terrorist group. The UN Security Council on Monday convened an emergency session on the escalation in Gaza, even though it had already ended with a ceasefire the night before. During that session, a veritable Israel hate fest unfolded, with several envoys slamming Israel for civilian casualties in Gaza. Although her office is largely critical of Israel, Muscroft used the platform to tell the truth about the indiscriminate rocket fire. Her colleague at the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Dor Wensland, condemned the rocket fire but seemed to blame Israel for the deaths of Palestinian children. "I reiterate that under international law, all use of force must be proportionate and take all feasible steps to avoid civilian casualties. Children, in particular, must never be the target of violence or put in harm's way," he said. Roughly 200 of the rockets were misfired by the terrorists and landed inside the Gaza Strip, killing young children. The UN has a track record of removing officials from their posts on the rare occasion they call out Palestinian terrorists. The head of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, Matthias Schmale, was forced to leave Gaza after he told Israel's Channel 12 last year that the IDF used huge sophistication in targeting terrorists only and avoiding civilian casualties. The pro-Israel remark prompted rolling protests in Gaza, and Schmale received death threats. He apologized for telling the truth, but it wasn't enough. Schmale was forced to leave Gaza for Jerusalem and 6 months later left his post as the head of Palestinian refugees.